Blue Ronin Friendship Thingy. A Tumblr Ficlet by Mombi. Read by Revolutionary Joe
and Rhea314.
God, you think you're so... Blue stops short. Not because there's a dearth of terms that can be used to describe Ronin, but because there are too many to choose from, ranging from innocuous to outright offensive. The most offensive thing about Ronin, she thinks, is that Ronin knows exactly who he is. He is terrible and awful, and he's that way on purpose. So pointing it out to him is hardly going to do more than reinforce his worldview. No. In the game of offenses and slights that is friendship with Ronin Lynch, one must always be prepared to be caught off guard, and to attempt to catch him off guard in turn. She watches as he leans back against the BMW, arms crossed and eyebrow cocked. "Come at me," his posture says. "Come and unseat the unseatable king of knowing." There have been serpents in the garden from the beginning, she thinks. She says, "Careful." Ronan's mouth twitches and his nostrils flare.
What the fuck, maggot?
Feeling pleased with herself, Blue puffs up to her full 3/4 of his height. "You do know what that means, don't you?" she asks. They do teach basic English vocabulary at fancy pants rich schools along with useless dead ones, don't they?
"That useless language helped us find your mother,"
he spits. She ignores him. "It means you take great care with things." She says this last bit very slowly to really rub his nose in it. Ronan snorts.
"I know what the fuck it means. I just can't figure out why you'd say something so appalling."
Blue tilts her head pointedly toward where Matthew is sprawled across the back seat of Ronan's car and playing Candy Crush on Ronan's phone. Ronan narrows his eyes.
"That's some dirty pool, Sergeant, using a man's family against him."
Two statements without refutation. If you make a third, my point stands.
"My point stands,"
he mimics in a ridiculous falsetto, apparently tired of the conversation.
"Are you gonna get in the car, or am I sending Gansey after you when I get back to Monmouth?"
She puts two fingers to her chin and pretends to consider.
"Monday,"
he adds. "Monday? Where are you going to be until then?" Ronan tilts his head pointedly towards the car where Matthew is now watching videos and laughing. Home. Blue can't hear Matthew's laughter through the closed door, but the dimple on his cheek and the crinkles at the corners of his eyes are just as infectious as if she could. It's still a wonder to her that these two boys, who could not be more different from each other, are brothers. Even more so now that she knows Matthew came from Ronan, is a part of him. She gives herself a moment to imagine a Ronan Lynch who has no armor, who is pleased by the world, who shows his love in socially acceptable and decidedly less shitty ways. It's like imagining a purple sun. It makes her uncomfortable. She can't believe she likes this asshole. Ronan pushes away from the car and starts around the front of it to the driver's side.
"Last chance,"
he says, fingers already on the door handle. "I'm still mad at you," she says, because she needs it on record.
"Peachy."
He slides into the car, slamming the door behind him. She is. She's angry at the thing he just said about her parentage and what it implied about her mother. She's angry that she knows better by now than to let the things he says get to her, and yet they still do every time. She's angry that he is genuinely careful, especially when he's being a shit. How he always knows exactly what to say to set someone off. She's angry that this, too, has started to feel like a form of affection to her. Blue lets out a string of swears that would make him proud. She shoots an apologetic look to the sky after she does, though she doesn't know who she feels she's apologizing to. Then she gets in the car. She's reasonably certain it wouldn't actually be Monday before someone came for her, but she'd rather not take the chance. The end.
Yay!